This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Terry Weeder, T-E-R-R-Y-V-E-D-D-E-R. Date of birth 05-26-1950. Date of appointment 1-20-2025. Requesting physician William Furlano, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-F-O-R-L-A-N-O. Dear Dr. Furlano, I have the pleasure of seeing Terry Weeder today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, in his care, as you know, he is 74-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who on November 17, 2024, went to the store. He became confused when he's checking out at the self counter. He came home. He does not remember driving to the home. Wife took him to the St. Mary's Hospital where CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head was negative. He could not remember the daughter's name. He was transferred to the Albany Medical Center. He was seen by teleneurologists in St. Mary's Hospital in Albany Medical Center. No testing done. He was sent home. After staying in the emergency room, after 1.5 weeks, he started improving. All things came back. At that time, he was disoriented. He was anxious. Now he's back to baseline. MRI of the brain done in Clifton Park. After that, he went to the emergency room one time for high blood pressure. Carotid ultrasound done with a normal limit. Now he's on aspirin. This happened first time. He does not have any history of stroke or any stroke symptom now. No seizure-like activity. No migraine history. But sometimes he sees squiggly things in front of the eyes. Past medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, pre-diabetic, elevated PSA, past surgical history, non-allergy, no known drug allergy medication, azithromycin, amlodipine, aspirin, atorvastatin, lisinopril. Social history. He has smoked less than a pack per day. He drinks 1 to 2 cocktail at night before dinner. He is a contractor. He is married, lives with his wife, have 3 children. Family history, mother alive with hypertension, hypothyroidism. Father deceased. 1 sister with hypertension, hyperlipidemia. 2 brother. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he's having lightheadedness, confusion, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate, aneurysm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator, periphery, no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5 over 5, deep tender reflexes, 2 over 4, plantar responses or flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 74-year-old right-handed Caucasian man. Whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, transient global amnesia. Number two, probably TIA. Number three, rule out seizure. Number four, questionable migraine. Next paragraph. His CT of the head, CT angiogram of the head, and MRI of the brain already done. I would like to order EEG. I will continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily and atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month.